from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. It may sound like science fiction, but NASA scientists in Silicon Valley are planning a return to the moon this month by launching a rocket that they want to crash straight into the lunar surface in hopes of finding water there. David Gorn reports.
John Marmee is heading toward the heart of the moon rocket launch.
I gotta get to the door here.
Through the labyrinth that is NASA Ames Research Center in Mountain View.
All right, so this is actually our Science Operations Center. We call it the SOC.
It's from here that NASA officials, including Deputy Project Manager Marmee, will track the flight of their Centaur rocket from this month's launch at Cape Canaveral in Florida to October's impact into the moon. The mission is called LCROSS, for Lunar Crater Observation and Sensing Satellite. It represents a new chapter in our 40-year-old exploration of the moon, Marmee says.
The Centaur is 2,000 kilograms, about the size of a large SUV.
And that 4,400-pound rocket, he says, will be moving pretty fast.
We're going twice the speed of a bullet, so about 5,500 miles per hour we're heading in.
So scientists are hoping for an impressive impact. Now, back in 1998, another NASA probe found a suggestion of frozen water at the moon's poles. The theory is that long ago, a comet hit the moon, depositing a huge field of ice there at the frigid South Pole, and that ice is hidden just below the surface. It costs roughly $100,000 a gallon to carry water to the moon. So if NASA can find water there, Marmee says, that would have a rippling effect on its space exploration plans.
We want to go back to the moon to possibly colonize and be a stepping stone to go to other planets, you know, to Mars and beyond. So this is that first step where it's sort of like the Lewis and Clark expedition.
Another larger robotic spacecraft will remain in the moon's orbit for at least a year, looking at future landing sites. But first, the spacecraft will release the Centaur rocket. That impact will send a plume of rock and dust, and hopefully ice crystals, high above the lunar surface, about 37 miles high. And that bright puff of moon dust will be visible from Earth. The whole Moon Impact Project was put together here at NASA Ames. Tony Colaprete is the project's principal investigator, and he's walking through the cavernous testing area.
And so what we have here is a vibration table.
There's one machine that shakes objects, simulating liftoff at about 14 Gs.
On liftoff, we feel the shakes. When we actually separate, those are pyro events, they're little explosions. Those create shocks, you know, bangs.
And the shock machine is just down the aisle, mimicking impacts by dropping objects onto a chunk of solid aluminum.
One, two.
Scientists here also simulate the vacuum of space and extreme temperatures. There is a lot riding on this LCROSS mission because the Mountain View site hasn't had a high-profile project like this in a decade. So if it goes well, that could be a huge turnaround for the Mountain View space program. Just getting this mission, Colaprete says, meant a lot to NASA Ames.
Oh, it was huge. It was huge. This is a small, rapid turnaround mission built to a cost cap, and we met that. It demonstrates a whole new element or flavor of mission that NASA can call upon to achieve its goals.
But there is one moment that could make or break the LCROSS mission, when the Centaur probe smacks into the moon. There will be one thing, Colaprete says, he will be desperately looking for.
Ejecta. Bright, glimmering ejecta coming up out of the crater and into sunlight.
That is, he wants a big plume of moon dust. This event will be monitored by a second space probe and by the Hubble telescope and by a number of telescopes on Earth, all waiting for the dramatic moment.
And you can see three of its moons.
At the Foothill College Observatory in Los Altos Hills, two dozen people gather every Friday night to see the stars.
You're going to be looking at a galaxy. It's called M104. It's also known as the Sombrero Galaxy.
Andrew Fracknoy is chair of the astronomy department here. He says that amateur astronomers will be an important part of observing this mission.
One of the variables that the citizen science is going to help us to understand is how bright did the plume get And we'll know that by how small a telescope we're still able to see it.
The impact should be visible from Hawaii to Texas, astronomers say, to anyone with a 10-inch diameter backyard telescope. Liftoff is scheduled for June 17th, and the control room at Moffett Field in Mountain View will be on high alert over the next few months, guiding the Centaur to the right spot until about October 22nd, when they get to crash the thing into the moon. For Quest, I'm David Gorn, KQED Radio News.
To learn about the science behind the LCROSS mission, go to kqed.org/quest and check out our television story.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Foundation.